Over the last year, there's been a 52% increase in the incidence of bedbug infestations. That's according to Sabath Othan, Technical Director of Rentokil UK. Bedbugs are small insects about the size of an ant with a flattish body, and they feed on human blood. And despite their name, they can be found in many more places than just the bed.
So long as they're an easy distance of a blood feed, they'll live wherever. In the bed, in a mattress, in the headboard, behind posters, on the walls, behind any loose wallpaper. Anything like that.
Now, I can spot an ant, so why is it that I don't spot the bedbugs?
Because bedbugs hide away during the day. The thing to look for are the signs of bedbugs, which can be blood spotting, which sounds very grim, but it's basically their excrement, and it's about the size of a pinhead, and you'll find those grouped together wherever bedbugs are frequenting. You'll also find their old skin, if you like, because they shed to go from one stage to another in their life cycle. So there's a few things you can look for, but to see the actual insect during the day is very rare because they're usually tucked away in their harbourage.
We say about their life cycle. What is their life cycle then?
The life cycle, they start off as an egg, which is about a millimetre in length, like a white oval. And from that, they then hatch into what we term as a nymph, which looks like a small adult bedbug. They have four life stages after that, four nymphal stages, and each one they need to take a blood feed to move on to the next stage, and then they reach adulthood. The whole life cycle lasts between 9 to 18 weeks, depending on the temperature, which is really important to their development.
So the warmer it is, the faster they grow?
That's right, yeah. So if you just look at the egg, at 30 degrees, the egg will take around 5 days to hatch. At 25 degrees, it takes longer, it takes 10 days, and it's the same for the whole life cycle. From egg to adult, as I said, it's about 9 to 18 weeks, but at 30 degrees, that will only take a month.
And how many of these things are there usually around us?
Around you at any one time, it's difficult to say, but in heavy infestations, you can get hundreds of them. And you'll know if you've got a heavy infestation because you get a lot of blood spotting and a lot of bite marks on your body as well. But you'll also suffer iron deficiency within yourself as well.
And why do you think we've got so many of them nowadays? Because surely our homes are a bit cleaner and things, aren't they?
Homes are cleaner, but there's an overuse of central heating, which speeds up the temperature and the life cycle. There's also, in the past 5 to 10 years, increased popularity within car boots and vintage clothing. Commercial travel as well is on the increase, and all of these culminate to give the bedbug an ideal opportunity to travel.
Now, does that mean, therefore, that putting them through the washing machine is going to get rid of them?
Putting them through the washing machine at 40 degrees won't harm the egg. You have to ensure that the washing is at 60 degrees, which goes against everything on the environmental side. But if you have a bedbug infestation, then you need to be washing your linen at 60 degrees or looking at dry cleaning.
And what about other things you can do to get rid of them?
For a homeowner or an amateur to get rid of bedbugs is a difficult job because it's knowing the places to look and using the chemicals. The chemicals that are on the market for amateur use are very restricted. So once you know that you've got them or you suspect that you've got them, it's best to call out a reputable pest control company.
And what about ways in which you can avoid getting them in the first place?
One of the best ways is to keep on having a check of your laundry if you use a laundrette. When you go into a hotel, don't throw your clothes all over the place. Try and keep them within your suitcase or hung up. And just be generally aware that, you know, these pests are occurring and the numbers are on the increase.
They don't sound very nice, but they also don't sound like they're going to be doing us an awful lot of harm. Is that fair?
It's fair to say there's no known link between bedbugs and disease, but when they do bite you, they will cause an infection, inflammation of the skin. And as I said, there is a possibility of iron deficiency in large infestations, which left unchecked, they will become. From one bedbug lays up to 200 eggs in its lifetime in batches of two or three. So the possibility is there for a large infestation.
With fleas, obviously they can live for ages and ages and ages without ever actually biting you at all. They seem to like go on with no food whatsoever. Are bedbugs the same?
Without a blood feed, a bedbug can, in theory, last up to 12 to 18 months. But to move on to the next stage of their life cycle, they have to take a blood feed.
And how do you tell the difference between whether you've got a flea infestation or a bedbug one? Because there seem to be some similarities there.
The bite marks are the same, but usually with a flea infestation, the bites are around your ankles and wrists, which are exposed during your daily life. With bedbugs, you usually get the bites around your midsection as you're lying in bed. Fleas will usually live quite close to the host, either around or on the host, whereas bedbugs live away from the host, but within close proximity.
That's Sabath Othan from Rentokil UK.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.